Welcome to Pennal, Croeso I Bennal, our village, which when featured in a recent book called Village Wales, was described as small in scale but enormous in significance, and as we who live here would add, somewhere special. Here on the Marian, which is traditionally open land near a river, from the banks of the Sychan, we can see most of the village, set at the southern border of the scenic Snowdonia National Park. And if we delve a little deeper and wander around, we can see what we believe sets our village apart. People have lived in the Pennal area from very early times. Glance behind you to the hills, between the school and the bridge, up high on the western ridge where the sun goes down in midsummer, is where three ancient pathways meet, and there stands the remains of a Bronze Age stone circle called Eglwys y Gwyddelod, the Irishman's Church, where people met over 3,000 years ago, we presume for ceremonies and gatherings. There are other cairns along the hilltops, one on the highest point, Trim Tair Taren, the hilltop on the three taren, or scarps, where three community boundaries meet today. The early Britons lived on and traversed the hills above the tree-covered valley. Eventually, these were cleared and communities settled at strategic points. Pennal was without doubt a strategic place, always on the edge of Celtic tribal lands, then of Welsh kingdoms, principalities, the old county of Merioneth and now the county of Gwynedd, and to many we are on the southern edge of North Wales. We have a history that can be mapped for the past 2,000 years, since the Romans in the middle of the 1st century AD sailed up the Dyfi and built their fort of Maglona, just a stone's throw from here, on the edge of today's village. During the 6th century, not known as the Dark Ages but the Age of Saints in Wales, two Celtic saints, Tanwg and Eithrias, came this way and established a monastic cell on a small piece of raised ground by the River Sychan, where the church is today. The name Pennal was probably already established, or at least Penial, as it is recorded in Biched the Saint, the genealogy of the saints, in the 1200s. Some maps record Penail and Penallt, but Pennal is recorded in the 13th century and may mean the end of ridge, the wall, or of salty tidal water. It was the name given whether it be Pennal Uchaf, Upper Pennal, on the eastern hills, Pennal Issa, Lower Pennal, a couple of miles upstream, or the village itself. Here on the Marian, we can but imagine all the people who've passed by, from Roman centurions marching on the Roman road called Sarn Helen, monks on their way to the Betws, the bead house in Cwrt, pausing on their pilgrimage to St. Cadfan's Clas or religious community in Tawyn. Even Welsh princes came here. Rhodri Mawr, the first king of Wales, one of only two named great and a friend of Alfred the Great, in 878 shared his kingdom between his sons, Anarawd, Merfyn and Cadell, and proclaimed three places in Wales for them to settle their disputes. If there was a quarrel between the princes of Gwynedd and Seysyllwg, or later Dyfed, the lands beyond the Dyfi, it was to be settled at an eisteddfa, a meeting on Bwlch Pawl on the shores of the Dyfi, but high above the valley to the northwest. In 1263, Gruffydd ap Gwenwynwyn, Prince of Powys, was summoned here to the court of Ystymaner to pay homage and swear fealty to Llywelyn ap Gruffydd, Prince of Gwynedd, in the Treaty of Pennal. But Pennell's greatest moment in Welsh history came in 1406. Owain Glyndŵr, Prince of Wales, at the height of his power and influence, came here and held an assembly of noblemen, churchmen, and representatives from every commote or area in Wales. Here, the most important document in Welsh medieval history was written, the Pennal Letter, a letter to his ally, the King of France, setting his vision for Wales. Less than 100 years later, in 1474, soldiers on the Lancastrian side in the War of the Roses, supporters of Henry Tudor, could see the ranks of the opposing Yorkist soldiers getting ready for battle on the other side of this river. During the Civil War, it is said that the Welsh people were nearly all royalists, and that the Parliamentary General William Middleton sent a company of soldiers who did some harm to some men in Pennal. All manner of people, nobles and commoners, travelled by on horseback, carts, and by stagecoach, which even crossed the Dyfi just south of the village. Local people went about their business, farmers, craftsmen, millers, workers in the woolen industry, as well as travelling bards, hawkers, teachers, and tourists. Pennal's population grew to 776 in 1831, when quarrymen would walk to work up or even over the hill, while women would collect water from the Sychan. A river, as its name tells us, would dry out regularly and later hang their washing on the rows of lines stretched across the Marian. Many still remember it for exciting bonfire nights and fireworks, with all the community gathered round, up until the 1970s. The beech tree was a lot smaller then. Even today, the Marian comes alive on August Bank Holiday Saturday, when the hustle and bustle of Pennal Show Day takes over, an excuse for gathering and welcoming old friends from far and wide. Pennal is a friendly place. Its people are very proud to live here. It is special and has been for a long time. According to David Rowlands, draper and deacon, whose name is above the shop just over the bridge, when questioned why on earth would the Methodist and Independent worshippers of Pennal build two chapels so close together, he would answer that the people of Pennal get on so well that when the call comes, we'll all go to heaven together. One chapel is now a home, the other is a vibrant community centre for all, a busy place, even though that the community numbers only 404 in the 2011 census. Perhaps it is a little bit of heaven on earth, as one inhabitant, so proud of his village, noted in his description in 1896 that the sun shone, if it shone anywhere, on the area's face, summer and winter from morning till night, and that the neighbourhood is recognised as one of, if not the most beautiful, in all of Merioneth. We are proud of Pennal, and now Pennal people have got together with a project called Pennal 2050, to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you'd like to find out more, please visit our website, www.visitpennal.wales. Many of the stories mentioned are expanded on our walk around the village. To go on, take the road between the two chapels, Tower Road, a route once taken by a famous authoress for about 200 metres, and stop near a footpath sign on your right.